Yeah, I'm Paul Scully. I'm the Member of Parliament for Sutton and Cheam and the Minister for Tech and Digital Economy.
First of all, in 30 to 45 seconds, could you please tell us why you think you should be Mayor of London?
So what I've seen in my inbox in Sutton, lots of people talking about ULEZ, about housing, transport and crime, and all of those things sit with the Mayor. And that's where I believe I can add value. I've had 3.5 years looking at the Mayor in close quarters. He's deflecting, he's not delivering. That's what I think I can do, deliver for Londoners.
You've been Minister for London for 3 years. What have you learned during this time about the needs of the capital?
So I know that the capital in outer London needs their car. They want clean air, but they do not want to have pay £12.50. They want more houses. We've got to build more houses. We've got to get the Metropolitan Police and the Fire Brigade out of special measures. And we've got to get Transport for London on a better financial footing. These are failings of the Mayor. That's why I'm determined to deliver for London.
When it comes to the ULEZ, you've said previously that on day one, you'll switch the cameras off. However, people are also worried about how there's now a multi-million pound road surveillance network across London. Will you remove the infrastructure?
Well, I think it's going to be expensive to remove all the infrastructure day one. We'll have to look at that. But this is outer London that I'm talking about. Inner London, ULEZ works, and there is also already a low emission zone around London. So there is already cameras around there filming us.
People agree that something has to be done. What is your plan to tackle air quality?
First of all, we need to complete the electrification of the buses and make sure that the buses are zero emissions, which hasn't been finished yet. Also, we need alternative transport around outer London before you start punishing people. You've got to take people with you on the journey. So increasing electric charging points, improving tram structures, the trains and the buses, that gives people realistic alternatives whilst improving air quality.
You say that you want to give people these realistic alternatives, but you also say that people don't want to have to give up their car. Are these two priorities going to mesh in your career?
So in terms of car usage, the government has already legislated to mean that no petrol and diesel cars will be able to be sold by 2030. What that's done, that's sending a clear signal that people need to start looking at the alternatives, electric cars, for example. And so people have time to transition. It's not something we should just do overnight, because otherwise you're punishing hardworking people, small businesses, charities, and the lowest paid workers in particular.
Sadiq Khan has broken his own housing targets, but many of the properties are one-bedroom flats in tower blocks rather than family homes, and part of that comes from the pressure of government targets. How will you make sure that quality homes are being built rather than just approving more tower blocks for high streets?
Well, first of all, I would challenge the fact, the numbers that the mayor is using to say he's broken his targets. He's also talking about housing starts. You can't live in a housing start. You've got to live in a completed house. But in terms of high-rise blocks, I think solely looking at high-rise is lazy strategic planning. TfL, the GLA, owns a lot of land around London. Actually, rather than just selling it off to developers and then expecting them to build, they're always going to build high-rise, keep hold of it, and contract developers, or use them in partnership. Then you can get the better design, the better planning, that actually give family homes that people need.
So would that be a centralised housing company?
Not a company. I mean, we can have something like a Housing for London, at HFL, if you like, whereas it's a joint venture or partnership with developers. So we've got a better oversight rather than just selling off. Clearly, private developers will also be building, and it's just important that we work with them closer on their design.
That internalisation sounds weirdly more socialist and left-wing than a traditional conservative policy?
I think it's just a way of squaring the circle. You have people want more houses. It's the only way to solve the housing crisis. I think everybody admits that, but actually nobody wants them built next to them. So how do you square that circle? You can't have a free-for-all, so you do have to have intervention. If you're going to intervene, and I'm a free marketeer at heart, if you're going to intervene, you're going to intervene well and actually get the result that you want, which is more mixed tenure of houses.
What would you say to your constituents who might be worried their MP will be focusing on other things for the next year?
So I've got the capacity in my office. I'll still be doing the full role as Sutton and Cheam. I've got a surgery today when I've got people coming in with their issues and concerns. But in terms of standing for the mayor, I will be concentrating on issues that affect them as well. They're part of London. So ULEZ is coming really fast. Housing needs to be sorted out. Crime needs to be sorted out. Transport needs to be sorted out. It's because of what I'm hearing from Sutton residents that's really thinking, you know what, I can best do this by becoming the mayor myself and affecting change for Sutton.
Sutton has traditionally been a Lib Dem stronghold. Do you not worry this is you giving them the seat back?
Look, clearly it's a risk in terms of how people see. I've just got to do as I've always done, listen to people, demonstrate to people what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and then I hope people will continue to put their faith in me as they have for the last 8 years.
You've spoken about how Londoners deserve better than the Met Police and Fire Brigade both being in special measures. However, both of those organisations say that drastic funding cuts by the Tory government have left them overstretched and overworked. Surely it's Conservative Party policies that have led them here.
No, look, I mean, funding does not allow serving police officers to rape women. It doesn't allow people to be arresting royal superfans at the coronation. That's an ethos that needs to change, and I have faith in Sir Mark Rowley, the police commissioner, that he's actually doing that. But I need to give him the support and the resource to be able to continue that journey. Not just putting more police on the street, but the right police on the street, so making sure they're vetted and trained well.
Well, you bring up people like Wayne Cousins and some of the cultural issues. But we also see the amount of work that police officers are having to do outside of just their regular hours in order to get the job done. That surely is part of the drastic funding cuts.
No, it's actually part of the strategic approach that the de facto police commissioner, i.e. the Mayor of London, is setting. So you've got to take a lead as police commissioners do right the way across the country to designate how they deploy their police. We've got a record number of police now in the Metropolitan Police, but as I say, that's part of the work that the mayor needs to do with Sir Mark Rowley to get a better deployment of police.
And you've been saying Mr. Khan will deflect rather than deliver. What does deflect mean here?
He sits there and wags his finger at the government, at councils, at businesses, at everybody else apart from himself. He will talk about a lot of things, but he won't talk about policing, his role in policing, in transport, in housing, which are pretty well the main core jobs of the mayor. So if he's moaning at government, you sit there and think, what's the point of the mayor? We need better. We deserve better.